This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're locked into The Pulse. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
That was one from the late MF Doom, taking us back to 1999 from the debut studio album Operation Doomsday. Right now, we're going to pay tribute to some of the departed musicians in the last couple of weeks. First one, of course, MF Doom, a mass legend who for decades wowed audiences with his intricate rhymes. He passed away at the age of 49. It was news that was kept pretty much under wraps. He actually passed away in October and was only announced by his wife Jasmine, who broke the news in a caption of a photo on his Instagram account. In a note addressed to the rapper, the wife paid tribute to the greatest husband, father, teacher, student, business partner, lover and friend that she could ever ask for. The cause of death is not disclosed, but his counterparts, guys such as Flying Lotus, Q-Tip and more, all followed paying tribute. A bit of history about MF Doom. Following the loss of his brother and bandmate in 1991, he kind of disappeared from the music scene, becoming, in his own words, damn near homeless. But in 97, he re-emerged at open mic events in Manhattan, wearing tights over his face. And throughout his career, he has protected his anonymity, adopting a mask based on a Marvel villain, Dr. Doom, for all his public appearances. His debut, debut, as you just heard, MF Doom Operation Doomsday, released in 99, and after that he just followed it up with almost a non-stop outpouring of music. An inspiration and a legend to many. He'll be missed. R.I.P. MF Doom.
Another passing, Jerry Marsden, the leader of Jerry and the Pacemakers, the band that is responsible for Liverpool's iconic anthem You'll Never Walk Alone, has passed away at the age of 78. Marsden formed the group in the late 1950s, and at one point Jerry and the Pacemakers were head-to-head with the Beatles during the peak of British invasion. Eventually the band's popularity couldn't match up with Beatlemania, and as a result the group disbanded in 1966. Jerry Marsden went on to become children's TV performer and occasionally perform his Pacemakers material, including records and for charity.
More bad news keep piling on. Just this morning, rapper and producer Dr. Dre is in hospital in LA being treated with a reported brain aneurysm. He took to Instagram to post a message of thanks from his bed at an intensive care unit, saying, "I'm doing great, getting excellent care from my medical team, and I'll be out of hospital and back home soon." Dr. Dre, real name Andre Young, produced hits for the likes of Tupac, Snoop Dogg and more, won 7 Grammys. And of course, his venture into the tech business was the launch of the Beats headphone range that secured his position as one of the wealthiest names in music. Beats then was purchased by Apple in 2014 in a deal worth $3 billion.
Another passing, this time a frontman of Finnish metal band Children of Bodom, Aleksi Laiho. He suffered from long-term health issues and passed away at the age of 41 years old. He founded Children of Bodom when he was 11 with childhood friend and drummer Jaska Ratikainen. They released their debut album, Something Wild, in 1997. They went on to release 10 studio albums and left quite a huge imprint on not only the world of metal, but in the guitar scene too. Children of Bodom disbanded in 2019, and Aleksi Laiho went on to form another band called Bodom After Midnight. I personally did not really listen to much Children of Bodom, but the band and Aleksi Laiho himself is quite a legend.
Legend, for sure. And I'm so sorry, we don't mean to put a damper onto your festivities this early in the year, but you know, with this death keep piling up, we have to pay tribute to them on this show. Not to worry, we're about to pick up the mood a bit with a bunch of new music, but that's going to come soon, so do stay tuned right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.